Wednesday, February the 8th, 2012, and the Doug Steffen Good Day program back on the air. This time with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta has more deals today than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, yes, I do. We have deals from Bath and Body Works, and deals from Olay, and deals from Redbox, and deals from Crabtree and Evelyn, and deals from Quiznos.
Wow. Lots of Bath and Body stuff going on there, huh?
Yeah, that's good
Valentine's
stuff.
Right? Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Like that.
Yeah.
All right, so Jennifer, what's in the television report?
Oh, boy, Dougie, I'm going to talk to you about the Sister Wives. They're trying to change the law in Utah. I will tell you why.
The Sister Wives.
Plus, a new job for Tony Shalhoub and Allison Janney up ahead.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So that info coming up in the next half hour on the Good Day program. 800-510-8255 as we start things up here. The only way to start to improve your life is to do just that, to start. I said to Jennifer earlier, we were laughing about how well the conversation was going earlier, and I said the reason it's going well is because we showed up. 80%.
80%.
Just hello.
Yeah, I listen.
Here we are. We're here. Once you are on the right road for the day, there's no need to go too far. I always say, what is, not what if. Focus on what is. There are plenty of obstacles today. It will bar your progress. Don't worry about what may happen to you tomorrow. Take one step at a time. One of the people that I worked with in the 80s, Richie, you'll appreciate this, said to me, because we had tons of problems we were trying to overcome, and she said, just take one problem at a time, one day at a time.
Yep.
And that was very sage advice.
You know, I learned that when you're 20-something and stupid, having fun, racking up the credit cards, taking trips here and buying cool guitars and buying all your friends a drink, and all that stuff.
The good old days.
You have kids, and you don't have a house, you don't have a mortgage.
And then when I was 26, I was like, okay, all right, what am I going to do with this? And that's exactly how you do it, one at a time.
Clarity of ideas.
Thank you.
Goals.
Yeah, very good.
You got to reach out and understand what it is, and sometimes at that age you don't even understand. That's
You're
why
stupid.
I said,
You're so
men,
stupid.
Right. Exactly. As a matter of fact.
I was the biggest moron walking on 2 feet in that decade, but I had a lot of fun, and I learned a lot of lessons.
Right. And now you bring them to bear here on the Good Day program, helping to keep men from being stupid. Which is what
Not
does happen.
We're still going to be stupid, but we do learn our lessons eventually.
One of the things that is, as a matter of fact, today, there's a study that suggests that men who smoke experience greater mental decline over time than men who do not smoke.
Well,
and the same
sense.
Thing, however, does not appear among women, which is pretty interesting. The researchers examined the association between smoking history and cognitive decline in the transition from midlife to old age. There were 5,000 men in this study and an equal number of women. The average age was 56 to 60, and this was all about cognitive assessment. What you remember, what you know, what you are interested in. Researchers analyzed data using 6 assessments of smoking status over a 25 to 30 year period. And what they found is that smoking in men is associated with more rapid cognitive decline than those, and the people who keep smoking have a more rapid. In other words, if you have smoked from when you were 20 to you were 45, you're going to have a shrinking of the frontal lobe that causes Alzheimer's, dementia. That's where it starts. For some reason, there's some chemical makeup in women that does not have the, it doesn't work the same way. And, you know,
maybe
we.
It's the estrogen?
Oh, I don't know.
That would be the one big difference between men and women would be the
is
estrogen.
Is that what it is? Maybe testosterone and the carcinogens in the tobacco interact more than what happens when they interact with estrogen, Roberta. That could be.
Perhaps. But women have testosterone too, by the way.
My dad started smoking when he was 20. 19, something like that. Smoked until the day died.
Yeah.
At 69. Yeah. Still was sharp. I mean,
sharper than
mentally sharper than I'll ever be.
69 too. He's pretty young still.
Yeah. But
what people are saying is it doesn't. That sort of flies in the face of this study.
Well, yeah. Yes and no. I did notice in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years of his life, he would tell me things that he had told me before.
Oh, yeah.
So he would say, you know, oh, we did this, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Do you think it's a lack of oxygen that they're getting?
Yep.
I think so.
Yep.
That makes sense. I mean, it totally makes sense.
I'm so smart. I should have been that doctor.
And that's why, by the way, because of this is what causes... Ken would tell you this. Any doctor would tell you this. Maybe we ask Jack Stockwell this later on, Richie. The essence of what happens in your heart is all oxygen-related. I was in Jack's office yesterday for 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, that's right.
In Salt Lake City. And he's got this new tool we'll talk about.
I want to go out and see him.
That measures what's going on in your heart. It listens, literally. There's a microphone he attaches to your chest, and you can hear... And then look at what's going on in each of the chambers.
How is that different than a sonogram or just a regular doctor's?
It's more thorough than an EKG or a sonogram because it listens to each of the four chambers in your heart individually and independently. So it really it's much more thorough than an EKG. And interestingly enough.
Did you get the thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a couple of issues with certain minerals. Like zinc in my body. It's amazing. When you go through really thorough...
Yeah, he does that thing where he tests your blood and looks for what you're lacking, right?
Well, to test your body is a way... There's a device that his wife Mary uses that when you connect with it, there are certain points in your hands and feet and stuff where they can measure what's going on in the rest of your body. The same kind of principle. If you've ever had acupuncture, has everybody here had recently had some
acupuncture? Love acupuncture.
No, I haven't.
Haven't you? Oh, you ought to. Roberta, Jennifer, you
had
acupuncture?
Oh, I love it. Swear by it.
Never. I'd like to, though.
So the two of you need to experience this.
Roberta, I'm thinking about it for my shoulder. My shoulder's banged
up. The other day, I whacked, I think I told you on the air, that I crowned myself getting into my truck the other day really badly.
For about the 100th time in your life.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. So at any rate...
Driving trucks. I think it's a danger to your health.
I forgot some things. Yesterday, like I sent a note to Jack, I'd be at the airport 11. I thought I told him 11:50, but the email I sent to him said 12:50. And I don't remember. Right. I remember looking at the two keys on the board and say, okay, I hit one twice. That's what I thought. I did anyway. And apparently I didn't. But I didn't go back and look at the email either. That's another thing. How many of you, when you send out email, actually look at what you're writing or look at the screen after you've written the note? Or do you just trust that you've put all the things
down? No, I look back now.
Yeah.
If you don't,
after too many misspellings and bad things, definitely look back.
You can mess up.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
All right, anyway. So,
especially with autocorrect. You never know what it's going to come up with.
I know.
Who's got autocorrect? I don't have autocorrect on mine.
It's on your cell phone.
Oh, yeah. I don't have it on the...
you don't text enough to...
No, I don't. I'm not in that group, Richie. Excuse me.
No.
So what does everybody think about Rick Santorum pulling off all three of the Tuesday contests? Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado, all of them in his column. Should be pretty interesting to see what goes on in Maine this week. Romney will win because he's considered
a New Englander.
He's not really, but he's considered a New Englander. Yeah. But Santorum... He certainly hit a bell in those estates.
I mean, Newt fell off a cliff there, didn't he?
Well, Newt's gone. I mean, you can figure that Newt's gone. He's just so full. He's so angry. I don't get it. Santorum's as a serious Catholic. Now, I'm interested in, let's see, Jennifer's a Catholic. Roberta's sort of a fallen Catholic. Santorum is a strict Catholic, and as such, he's been sticking to the Catholic doctrine. I can't think that in the overall mission of things will do him well, because in the general populace, the Catholic mantra is not popular. It isn't even popular with Catholics. So how does
that's right.
It isn't. So how does hitting that bell do him any good?
Here's the thing. I don't like to discuss abortion so much because I am very mixed emotionally on this kind of thing because I personally could never, ever, ever do it. I don't know that I can... I don't want to be the one to judge other people for making the decision, but...
It's kind of like same-sex marriage, in a way. You think?
Right. I would never marry another woman, but I wouldn't stop other women from marrying another woman.
Yeah.
Do you want to get married, Jen?
Yeah, actually, Roberta, I think you and I could have a happier
marriage.
Probably could. What a horrible visualization that is.
I can't even imagine.
We would eat very well, Jen.
Oh, my God.
What would dinner look like at that table?
It'd be lovely is what it would be. We would have battle of the chefs. But but at the same time, I don't hate that this guy stands for something. At least he's not flip-flopping. He says, this is what I stand for. Do I hate that? No, I admire that. Yeah, and I'm not even a Santorum fan, but I admire the fact that he has values that he stands for.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, that's fine. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. Later on, we have some of the excerpts from the chat shows during the day. We'll do that when we talk about television issues, the comings and goings of Wendy Williams, for example. 18 after on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow?
Clothes.
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Music in the focus here on Good Day.
Cool stuff.
1981. Great.
Well, they cheated you like a dog. And you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty. Choose when you say all you need is love. Living with good and bad, I always look
one of the most anticipated releases in years took place on this day, 1981. Former Beatles Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison teamed up to record a tribute to John Lennon, who'd been killed in December of the previous year. The result of that session became All Those Years Ago. Went to, like, in 2 days, went to the number one position on the charts and stayed there for weeks.
I remember this was big.
Ah, what a great... Listen to the story in the song. These guys are so great. Story. Recorded, by the way, on Harrison's Dark Horse label. But these guys got together, they had, you know, for 10 years been blaming each other for why they broke up. Crank this up, Richie, for a second, will you? They just got into a studio and they all closed. Harrison.
Listen to how Traveling Wilburys-ish.
Yeah.
You were the one that they said was so weird all those years ago.
You said it all, though my many had ears all those years ago. You had control of all my volunteers all those years ago.
Lennon and McCartney were the ones that came up with most of the music that these guys did.
You know, I'd never listened to this in the... heard. I mean, this is very Traveling Wilburys.
Right, it is.
And this
is
just before he did the Traveling Wilburys.
Same too.
Wilburys.
All right, so there it is. A little musical remembrance for us to cogitate here on Good Day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli. Roberta's about to do her Queen of Cheap routine. Very interesting deals today. Here's our 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready.
I want you to tell me who Florence Green is. And why is she in the news today? 800-510-8255. Who is Florence Green.
Oh.
Yeah, that is. Or maybe I should say who was Florence Green, because yesterday it was who is and today it is who was. Florence Green, why is she in the news today? I will give you enough of a hint. You can go to DougStephan.com. It's one of our stories that we have. We always put up some of the things that we think will interest and intrigue you. The news at DougStephan.com isn't what you're going to get. You can go any place and get all the major stories and the rundown and the opinions and so that sort of thing. But I think that these sorts of stories are much more interesting. So if you can figure out who Florence Green was, you're certainly welcome to call us at 800-510-8255 and tell us her story. And what's your story, too, as a matter of fact? Why is she in the news? Well, I was going to say a Doug Stephan prize. We have those cookies, Richie.
Which I've just eaten.
We do have some cookies. I have one of them. Roberto always tells me, don't eat. Richie's always been telling me for years, don't eat while I'm on the air. But I just had one of those cookies.
Because you have to choke up a little.
Right. Well, once in a while. I was choked up anyway over the Lennon song. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Going to be. It is a good day. 33 after the hour. Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Roberta. Roberta and the Queen of Cheap coming right up in a moment here. And we'll get the answer also to our question. I've asked who Florence Green is and why was she in the news. 800-510-8255. I noticed Jennifer McDonald has pulled that ad after dog owners have, if you'll pardon the pun, bitten back. The pit bull advocates were upset that there's a real social media firestorm on this, targeting McDonald's. The spot that offended dog owners, quote, eating its new chicken McBites was less risky than petting a stray pit bull.
No.
So, and they pulled a pit bull.
Again, it's a commercial.
The Facebook page called Pit Bulls Against McDonald's. Check that out, Richie. Facebook page called Pit Bulls Against McDonald's. Anyway, I don't, there was
people
another.
Are so serious all the time. It's, you know, it's a
you
joke.
You can't have any fun anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. Yes, you can. We're having fun. Matter of fact, well, this is fun and serious together. Roberta and her Queen of Cheap, because oftentimes she'll screw something up and we'll laugh at her. But basically, the information that's here is important for you to have, and you can check it all out. Queen of Cheap page at DougStefan.com.
Diva of Dumpster Diva. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with just in time for Valentine's Day. This Saturday, Bath & Body Works is giving you a free gift with a signature collection purchase. So this would be a nice little thing for your honey bunny. And speaking of Valentine's Day, you can get a free DVD from Redbox on Valentine's Day. And this could make guys, listen, this could make a wonderful, cheap, romantic Valentine's Day night. You cook your honey some dinner. You pop in that free Redbox movie. And the two of you can snuggle up so you don't have to spend big bucks on Valentine's Day. For us girls, we have a free sample of Olay 2-in-1 face cloths. And we also have a free sample of avocado, olive, and basil body lotion from Crabtree and Evelyn. So I guess you could smell like an Italian dinner if you want. Think about it. And we got the coupon for you for the buy one, get
no
one.
No turmeric in that.
Sub, no turmeric in that. Sub at Quiznos. And we also have a new idea for shopping that'll definitely save you money and save you lots of time, which I really like, and it's really convenient. It's called Mominomics. It's a mom in economics, and it's from a company called Vitacost.com. And you can get your better household essentials, your vitamins, supplements, health and beauty products, natural and organic foods, all at up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49, hey, they ship it directly to your door. You don't have to leave. So on those cold, snowy nights, you can just go ding-dong, and there's the stuff at the door for you. So it's called Mominomics with a capital M, and it's from Vitacost.com.
I'm on Twitter right now, and I'm friends with a lot of the mommy bloggers, and they are all over this.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
All right, here's something that a lot of people are all over as well. I'm looking at DougStefan.com right now. To verify what Roberta's got there from Bath and Body Works and Quiznos and all that other stuff. And by the way, right next to it, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some tips for you on what to eat. He's a food specialist for a healthy heart. This is Healthy Heart Month, so you might want to check those as well. Then, as you're going through, the first thing you see, basically, when you click on to DougStefan.com, is the TurboTax logo and the explanation of how you can win a new laptop computer. We're giving away a brand new laptop and the TurboTax Premier preparation software that goes with it. Or you can win one of 20 runner-up prizes, $50 worth of home office supplies, like a new desk organizer, new headset if you want. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund. And when you click on the enter button at DougStefan.com, you'll also get the maximum information on how to win the software, the computer, all that cool stuff. Again, it is at DougStefan.com. No purchase necessary.
Just for the good day listeners.
Yes.
So jump in there.
To enter and for a complete official rule list, it's on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about how aggressive are you? How aggressive are you? Number one, what does the word aggressive mean, and what does it mean for your life? Aggressiveness really means having a tremendous amount of energy, having a driving force, having a terrific, terrific obtrusive energy, and always going for what you want and either stepping on obstacles or dissipating obstacles. Whatever approach you use, you do it with tenacity. You do it with aggressiveness. And you right now, can you see how you feel when I start saying that? You get that aggressive feeling. You want to go out and challenge something. You want to go out and overcome that challenge. You want to go out and conquer because you are aggressive. You have that energy. You are a force to be reckoned with that will bring you greatness in your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil.
It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Stanford's Good Day program. Let's, before we get to our television report, answer the question, shall we? What's before us is the identity of Florence Green, who she is or was. And I'm picking a caller who's calling from a town I've never heard of before. Mickey, what town do you live in?
In Barris, Minnesota.
Okay.
About 40 minutes to about an hour from Canada.
Yeah.
In Barris, Minnesota, right outside of Too Much Beer, Minnesota, right?
Right.
Yeah. The coldest place on the planet, I suppose.
All right, so why is it called Embarrass, Minnesota? What's the story? There's got to be a story.
I have no idea. I'm not from here. I moved here with my wife.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Apparently because this is where she's from, and she always wanted to move back home, so we had an opportunity, and we took it.
All right, so you got a job there? You got a good job?
Yeah, I worked with a Hoover Construction Company up at the mines in Hiptec.
What kind of a job is that this time of year?
Well, we do move a lot of tailings, and which is just dirt. Big production trucks, a 60-ton production truck.
Yeah, those great big. Are you an operator of one of those?
Yes.
Yeah. How does it feel like to climb up? First of all, how do you get up into them? For those of you who can't visualize this, when we were kids, we all played with these big, what they look like, big Tinkertoid trucks, but they were big earth movers. They have tires that are, what, 12, 14 feet tall?
Yeah.
At least?
Too much.
Yeah. The tires weigh 4 or 5 tons apiece. The vehicle empty weighs about 40 tons, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And how much can it carry?
60 tons
empty.
There's 60 tons and there's 40 tons.
Yeah. And how much can you carry in those in the opening of the bed in the back?
How much?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I never really even measured it out myself, actually, so I don't really know.
You move the material from the hole where it comes out. Where do you, how far is the drive? And are you just repeatedly all day long driving around?
Yeah, 10-hour shift. It's back and forth, back and forth. It's like a racetrack, around in circles.
Really? And how long have you been doing that?
10 hours.
No, but how long have you, how many years have you been doing that?
Oh, how long have I been doing this? I would probably say 6-7 months. I just got hired up here.
Yeah, you like it?
I love it.
What do you get paid an hour, if I may ask?
Close to 20.
20 bucks an hour. Yeah. 10 hours a day, 200. That's Joe Sarah making. You work 5 or 6 days a week?
Well, right now it's 4 on and 3 off.
Really? So, yeah. But in the summertime you work more because it's easier digging, right?
Well, summertime, usually we're doing construction. We're working on Highway 4 job.
Oh, okay. All right. So you move this stuff around in the wintertime. Isn't that interesting?
The township Embarrass was derived from the French word embarrasse, based on its meaning to hinder with obstacles or difficulties, and it was given the name by French fur traders who were some of the first Europeans to visit the area and found the narrow, shallow river very difficult to navigate and named the river Embarrass.
Very interesting. All right, so Mickey, with regard to our question, who is or was Florence Green?
He was the last survivor of World War One, so we have no more World War One survivors.
Right.
On the,
the last known World War One veteran served with the Women's Royal Air Force in Eastern England. She would have been 111 next week, and she died yesterday at the age of 110.
Pretty
interesting story. She was a waitress at an air base in Eastern England when the guns stopped in November of 1918. But it wasn't until, like, last year that she was officially recognized as a veteran after some researcher found her service record in the National Archives. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's an end. Then maybe, I mean, when you think about it, is it fitting? She gets recognized, yeah. It's too bad she got recognized for that, though. And I say that because it's too bad.
Yeah.
We had World War One, and too bad we had World War Two. All right, so yeah. You get your choice. You want some Girl Scout cookies or some Doug Steffen stuff? What do you want?
I have no clue.
All right, talk to Michael about it. Mickey, thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. Let's get to our television report. Jennifer, what are the hot stories today from the small screen?
Well, the small screen has lots of big things happening. Fox has made a big announcement. They've decided that they are going to shelve Glee for 2 months. In an attempt to try to build up their comedy block, which we talked about yesterday, Raising Hope, I Hate My Teenage Daughter, The New Girl, and Breaking In. The winter finale of Glee will air on February 21st and won't return until April 10th. So,
really?
The ratings have been suffering on that show, so it's not a huge surprise.
I think it's a hard show to follow, frankly.
And it also, it's the same thing over and over again. So, even, you know, it's just hard. But that is a Ricky Martin episode, if you're interested. All right. Also, some news over at NBC. They're starting a new comedy pilot called Friday Night Dinner, and they've cast Tony Shalhoub and Allison Janney as co-stars. They're going to play the parents in that pilot, which will be kind of fun. Now, first it was Israel. Now the Simpsons are threatening Iran. Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
They're in big trouble, Iran, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They've put on the blacklist all Simpsons toys, merchandise, and the TV show. The Simpsons now join toys like Barbie for promoting Western culture, although Spider-Man and Superman are still okay in Iran.
What, no Taliban Barbie?
No Taliban Barbie. So the producers of Fox are a little upset by this, and they have said that this means war. So they've now declared war on Iran.
This means war.
This means war. Pretty Bart's silly. Suiting up.
All right. You got one more?
Sure, one more. Boardwalk Empire, big, big show for HBO.
Love it.
Made a big casting announcement today. The character Lucy Danzinger, played by Paz de la Huerta, she's been cut from the show. They've opted not to pick up her third season contract, so it's kind of interesting. She was popular on that show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was a lot of hubbub yesterday about the FCC perhaps fining. I was talking earlier, Richie and Roberta didn't hear me, and maybe some of you didn't as well, talking about how these silly early access shows, the entertainment shows, Hollywood Reports, all that stuff, these foolish reporters, and how they went after Gisele Bündchen.
Bündchen.
And they're also trying to make a big deal out of the MIA thing, which, you know, some parents have tried to make a big deal out of. And so one of these reporters went to someone, some college prof. What do you think is going to happen? Oh, the FCC could somehow or other fine these stations for millions of dollars. They are not going to get one penny out of any station because whenever, even if they do announce a fine, it's all fluffer nutter. They never collect a dime.
The lawyers make out.
The lawyers make money, and that's it. So to make a big deal out of that.
But the great thing here is that this MIA person is stupid enough to not realize she is liable for all of the expenses.
Yeah.
Was it a calculated risk, though? Because how many of us knew her before this?
Yeah. And now everybody knows who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Could she have done something easier?
She doesn't have millions of dollars to fight off the FCC, I'll tell you that.
Well, the FCC's not going to sue her. But they will. But you're right. According to her contract, she would pay a fine if anything happened. I guess
she won't pay a fine. She's responsible for the costs incurred.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Costs incurred. But they will not. There's never going to be a fine paid on that thing. Period. End of story. All right. So you can agree or disagree.
Yep.
So it's up to you. I just find the hubbub. I said I couldn't get over. I came home last night, Roberta, and they had the lady that takes care of Charlotte when I'm not here. I left the TV on, and it was on Inside Edition or something. And I just look at all these people who are just trying, these people that are trying to cozy up to the stars. Like Leonard Maltin's the only guy who shook George Clooney's hand. Who cares? 51 after. On Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Here he is, the animal man. He's an animal with the ladies. That is the female dogs. I guess I edited my comments, Warren. Actually, I was about to use the B word, but
I am, by the way, the only person allowed in radio to use that.
Are you?
There was actually a memo that came down from a station I work at.
No, really?
It says Warren is the only one allowed to use the B word on the air.
The B-I-T-C.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, Warren is here. He's the man. If he can't help your pets, nobody can. In a moment, we're going to talk about a number of things, including this homeless guy who had his dog on Facebook and the stir that it caused. It's been something people have been talking about for a little while. And also other tips and tools for taking care of your pet. That's what Warren is all about, the host of the Pet Show every weekend around the country on lots of great radio stations. He's with us in a moment.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hi, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. There are a lot of pictures. This started with one, but I guess there are a number of pictures now on Facebook of homeless people who have dogs, which seems kind of oxymoronic. If you're homeless and you can't feed yourself, how do you feed a dog?
You know, it's an interesting comment, Doug, but the bottom line is I do a lot of work with homeless people and their pets. In fact, there are groups all over the country that specifically bring food and other items for these homeless people to take care of their pets. And it's amazing to see how they might be a little bit thin, they might not be taking care of themselves, but many of the homeless people
take care of the dogs better.
It's the first thing in life probably that's ever given them love. It's the first thing in life that doesn't question the way they smell, the way they look, what they eat. And I think there's a special bond between those that are down and out and their pets. And I think that's why you're seeing more and more of these photos. However, on the other hand, there are some photos out there asking people to donate money that may not be legitimate. So you got to be really careful with.
There's so many scams on there. My God, there's so many scams on the internet.
But speaking about the internet, I just came across an article. It was interesting about how many pets are actually on social networking sites, and there are 14% of all dog owners now have a Facebook page just for their dogs. 14%, 42% of those. But 42% of those have the dogs have between 1 and 25 friends. 20% have between 50 and 100 friends. That's more than I have.
Wow.
6% of pet owners say their dogs are on their dogs and cats are on Twitter, and 27% of pet owners have a YouTube page specifically for their dog.
Wow.
I hope Charlotte's not listening.
There's more. Richie and I were talking about this before. I think we were off the air and we had the conversation. How many more people are, and many people, when they're looking for stuff, whether it's on the website at DougStephan.com or our Facebook connection, Good Day Show, people want pictures of Charlotte. And when we put them up there, people want to see what she's doing or where she's been. And that whole slideshow of her being at the beach a few weeks ago that our friend Marie took just blasted. Everybody wanted to see those pictures.
Well, you know, on my Facebook page, what I did, Doug, is I actually took my face off and I put my dog's face up, and since then we've really increased the amount of traffic. I don't know,
you're looking handsome.
Oh, not bad, huh?
It really is. It's funny what turns people on. You heard the story about the McDonald's ad, the pit bull comparison.
God, unbelievable story. Just an unbelievable. Well, how stupid. And the worst one was the Greyhound. Did you see the Greyhound one?
No, I just heard the pit bull.
I love that one.
Really? That was horrible because it actually talks about the positive aspect of greyhounding and 60,000 greyhounds are killed every year. A lot of protests about that ad.
Warren Eckstein on the Doug Good Day program.